But that rock wall is even tougher without a suit, tackled with lines and pitons. I didn't really see what use Alpine drill was to a cap trooper, but I had learned to keep my mouth shut and try to learn what they shoved at us. I learned it, and it wasn't too hard. If anybody had told me a year earlier that I could go up a solid chunk of rock, as flat and as perpendicular as a blank wall of a building, using only a hammer and some silly little steel pins and a chunk of clothesline, I would have laughed in his face. I'm a sea-level type. Correction. I was a sea-level type. There had been some changes made. Just how much I had changed, I began to find out. At Camp Sergeant Spooky Smith, we had liberty. To go to town, I mean. Oh, we had liberty after the first month at Camp Curry, too. This meant that on a Sunday afternoon, if you weren't in the duty platoon, you could check out at the orderly tent and walk just as far away from camp as you wished, bearing in mind that you had to be back for evening muster. But there was nothing within walking distance, if you don't count jackrabbits. No girls, no theaters, no dance halls, etc. Nevertheless, liberty, even at Camp Curry, was no mean privilege. Sometimes it can be very important indeed to be able to go so far away that you can't see a tent, a sergeant, nor even the ugly faces of your best friends among the boots. Not have to be on the bounce about anything. Have time to take out your soul and look at it. You could lose that privilege in several degrees. You could be restricted to camp, or you could be restricted to your own company's street, which meant that you couldn't go to the library nor to what was misleadingly called the recreation tent, mostly some Parcheesi sets and similar wild excitements. Or you could be under close restriction, required to stay in your tent when your presence was not required elsewhere. This last sort didn't mean much in itself, since it was usually added to extra duty so demanding that you didn't have any time in your tent other than for sleep anyhow. It was a decoration added like a cherry on top of a dish of ice cream to notify you and the world that you had pulled not some everyday goof off, but something unbecoming of a member of the MI, and were thereby unfit to associate with other troopers until you had washed away the stain. But at Camp Spooky, we could go into town, duty status, conduct status, etc. permitting. Shuttles ran to Vancouver every Sunday morning, right after divine services, which were moved up to 30 minutes after breakfast, and came back again just before supper, and again just before taps. The instructors could even spend Saturday night in town, or cop a 3-day pass, duty permitting.